We want to speak today about the Shitas HaRashba that says that in a Tarovis of Isser with its own min and Eino Mino and its Nishbach. So he says if you know that there's Rov Mino, even if you have a Suffolk of the Shishim, that it's Mutter. Of course, it's a pretty matzoi case. You can have nevela and shkuta cooking in a pot. So it's mino, and the eno mino is the rotav that it's cooking in. If it's a thin rotav, then it's called eno mino. So the Rashba says that this is called that it's a suffik derabbanan, not a suffik deraisa. You could be meko. Why is it a suffix rabbanan? Hare, there's basar nevela cooking in eino mino. So he says, because since it's also in mino, so you say, salekas eino mino kamisha eino, umino rava lav mevatlo. And that's taking the idea from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which has a similar halacha. There in the Gemara of Arizar, it's talking about where also it's Me'urav in Mino and Eino Mino, but it's the opposite calculation. It's going in the sheet of Min B'Mino Lo Batil. And you have Shishim of Eino Mino. So if you look at the Min B'Mino, so then it's Aser, it's Aser B'Mashu. If you look at the Min B'Eino Mino, so then it's Mutter, because you have Shishim. So what do you do? So the Gemara says that you can say Salekas Eno Mino Kamisha Eno. Salekas Mino rather Kamisha Eno. Eno Mino Rava Lava Mavala. So the Rashba says if you're able to take over there the Mino out of the Cheshbin and allow the Eno Mino to be Mavatel. So also over here you can take the Eno Mino out of the Cheshbin and allow the Mino to be Mavatel Minatora Barov. And that reduces it to a suffix or a banan. And you can be makel even though there's a suffix, whether there's shishim or not. That's the Rashba. This halacha of Salek, so the way at least I understood it, is that why talk if you say Salek? Well, who says? Saying you have a situation, you can't resolve it, there's a mevatel, not mevatel, who says you can be mekel and say salik? What gives you the license to say that? So the way, at least I understood it, is that you have a situation where you have iser mixed with two sugim of heter, and the relationship of the iser and the taroves differs between those two sugim of heter. One is a mevatel, in that case in Avodah Zarah, and one's not a mevatel. Because one is a mevatel and one's not a mevatel, so then really they need to be viewed as two separate tarovesim. The whole idea of a taroves is that you need to be koveya din for the taroves. You need to be koveya. You have Isser and Heter mixed together, you need to be Koveya whether the whole you're going to be Oser the Tarovis Machmas the Isser, or you're going to be Matir the Tarovis Machmas the Heter. If you have Heter that's one Heter that has certain Dine Bittel and another Heter that has different Dine Bittel, so that's Magdir, that's two separate Tarovisin. The fact that they have different Dine Bittel makes them essentially two different Tarovisin. So it's like you have two different Tarovisin that are mixed together. What Salek tells you is that it gives you the Rishus to be done first, I'm not saying time-wise, but it gives you permission to be done the Tarovis, which is a Mevatel, and then Memela, it's not Usher Klape, the one that's not a Mevatel. But the basic idea behind it is to view it as two separate tarovesin, and the chiddush is to look at the one that's a matir before the one that's not a matir. So you carry the same idea over here too. here you have two things that are mevatel, but they're mevatel differently. You have mino, which is mevatel barov min haTorah. You have edo mino, which is mevatel b'shisha min haTorah. So the Rashba says, let it be batel in the rov, and then memela it'll be batel without shishim in the eno mino. Fine, the Marshal, like the Shach brings, the Marshal is cholek on the Rashba, says you can't be medame, because this case is different, because the Isser is no same time in the Heter. Over there, it's not a question of no same time, it's a question of min b'mino lo batil. And there is no no same time, the time is batil over there. You can't compare a case where it's not no same time to a case where it is no same time. And the Shach is maskim to the tine of the Marshal. So b'pashtus, al mishkol rishon, the tine of the Marshal and the Shach is not easy to understand. Like the Taz points out, so there's no sin tam, but once you're looking at things through the lens of Salik, so it's no sin tam. But what is it that's no sin tam? It's the, you have Nevela, Shkuta, and Mayim, so the Nevela is already batel to the Shkuta, and Memela it's Mutter, so it's the Nevela is no sin tam, but the Nevela is already Heter, so it's Heter that's no sin tam. So, if it itself is heter, then how can it be oser but not same time? Say l'chora, it's a very good dimyon to the Gemara over there. What should be the difference? If you're allowed to first look at the min b'mino, because that's the mevato, so the nevel is already nefach l'heter. So fine, it's being no same time in the mayim, but it's time heter. So the Pashtus, it's hard to understand what their tine is. So Yad Yehuda comes up with a Mahalach, which is which basically he says makes it into a Machlokas Rishonim. He says that the question is really, to begin with, whether you say Salek or you don't say Salek. And that, he says, is totally on how you understand the Isser of Nosin Tam to begin with. So, as a starting point, let's assume that there, he seems to be assuming that there are basically two tzedakim in how Nosin Tam is Oser. This is a good way maybe to think about nosin tam in general. Let's forget the words tam keker for a little bit. Nosin tam. Nosin tam could be usher bepashtus for one of two reasons. It can be usher because it's ma'akev, the bittel of the isser. It just prevents the isser from being batel barov. That's one side. Another side is that it's Aser, not because it's Ma'akev in the Bittel Barov, but because the Tam is Oser, the Heter itself. It's Mahapech the Heter into Iser. It's Mahapech the Heter itself into Iser. So it's not that it's Ma'akev Bittel Barov, it's that Bittel Barov is not even relevant because the Tam Iser turns the entire thing into Iser. Right? So that's. And maybe both are true. Maybe Tom prevents Isser from being Batel, and it's also Heter. But as a starting point, one could say that however you're going to understand Nosin Tom, it's going to fall into one of these two categories. Either it's Ma'akev, the Bittel of the Isser itself, or it's Ma'akev, the Heter itself into Isser, and then Bittel is just not relevant. There is no Rov Heter. So for sure the tzad that's mahapichit into Heter into Isser, we have that tzad clear in the Rush, who brings the shame Rabbeinu Tam, and in certain circumstances the shame Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, that it turns the entire, that it turns Mahabev the Isser, the Heter of the Isser, to the extent that one who eats a kazayas from the mixture is Chayv Malkus. The whole thing became Isser. It's a little harder to prove if anyone holds the other side, that it's just an ikuv and bittul. You could always say that it's not just an ikuv and bittul, it's that it's also the heter, but it's not mechayev malchus. What? Rashi? Rashi, which Rashi are you talking about? Oh, yeah, by time of Uman Masha, you're saying. The Ran and the Rashba. But oh, okay, Rashi over there, okay. I mean, but on the other hand, okay, it could be that he, at least Rashi could say he holds both. Rashi in Psachim says that one's Chayv and a Kazayas of, by Mishras and Avim Mayim, says Chayv and a Kazayas. So he's holding his mahapech over there, saying could at least prove he also holds the other thing. But can we prove that someone only holds that it's the equivalent of bittul and that it's not osir the heter?
Maybe it's mahapech, just you don't get malchus on it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's also.
So he actually brings the Ad Yehuda actually brings a marshal who says that malchus is totally on kazayis b'tliach b'chtechelos pras, but the isur d'oraisa is not, even though, so, yeah, and, okay, but I'm skipping set, I'm going out of order here. So, before we get into what we can prove and what we can't prove, let's just assume that these are the students of Adam. So the Ad Yehuda wants to say that the question of whether you say Salek is totally on the students of Adam. He says, if no Saint Tom is only an ikuv and bittul, but it's not that the tam iser is oser the heter. It's just that it prevents the iser from being batel. But the heter remains heter. So he says, then the Rashba's dimyon in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is a good dimyon. Because over there, that's what's happening, right? Min b'mino lo batel. It's just that the iser is not batel. So we say over there, in that case where it's just a question, you have one mevatel, in the case of the Avodah Zarah, you have one mevatel, that's the eno mino, and you have the non-mevatel, which is the mino, so you let the mevatel do its job, and since the mevatel does its job, so the non-mevatel is not nesar either. You have, in these again, let's view it as two tarovis, and you have the mimbe eno mino tarovis, so in that tarovis, the yayin is batel. You have the min b'mino tarovis, where the yain is not batel. So you have one tarovis that's actively mevatel, and another tarovis that's just parev. It's the iser remains iser, the heter remains heter. So over there is where the Gemara applied the halach of salek. You can view it as if the mino is not here. Let the eno mino do its job. And now there's no iser left. The mino doesn't need to be mevatel, because there's already no iser. The Ad Yehuda says, but that's different than a case where either the whole thing's going to be nepach leheter or the whole thing's going to be nepach leiser. He brings a raya from Tosos Kufam and Beis. Tosos says over there, just talking about a case of Tumah. So he says, you can't say Salek in that case where one of the things will be mevatel, but the other one will become nitma. Let me just read the lashon. V'yesh lomar de lo dami. D'hacha ein mino nesar el mikoach iser shenazarei po. V'yesh shalav dilo. Ubekom makom she yesh no heterhu. So in the case of min b'mino, so it just doesn't have the koach to be mevatel the iser, but wherever the heter is, it's mutter. It's still heter. Ufikach shayif lomar sham salik. Aval hasam demino atzmo mitame machmas maga ma'im tameim ain shayif lomar salik. But there where the mino itself is going to actually become tame, is actually going to become tame, so there it's not shy to say salek. So he says over here also, it's not a question that one's a mevatel and one's a non-mevatel. Right? If you hold like the Rush, that it's mehapech, so the mino is mevatel. If you allow the mino to do its job, then it's mevatel, the iser berov. But on the other hand, if you let the iser do its job, it's mehapech all of the eno mino into iser. So here, we don't say salek. That's, he just says we don't say it. He's not masbir. I'd like to suggest, potentially, a hesber, that batsam, you could ask, what gives you the right to say salek? What, who said, if you have two tarovas in front of you and mixed together, and one is going to be mutter and the other one's going to be usser, who gives you the license to say that you look at the one that's mutter first and then mamela the other one's mutter? Maybe you should look at the one that's usser first and then mamela the other one's usser. Who gives you the right to be mocked in the mevatel to the non-mevatel? So maybe the word is that it's a svara that if in one of the tarovas and something's going to change, so you dress everything that's going to change first, and then you see what happens, right? One in the tarovas of min b'mino, nothing's happening. The iser is remaining iser, the heter is remaining heter. Nothing's happening there. In the other tarovas of min b'eno mino, so the eno mino is being mahapech the iser into heter. If you have one active tarova, so to speak, and one passive tarova, so you first let everything happen, and then you see what happens if they're mu'uruv together. So the active one is mevatel, and mevela, you don't even have the question once it's mu'uruv with the inactive one. But
it's only active when it's changing its din, when it's being mahapich.
When it's being mahapich, one of the components
changing
into... What?
Creating like a din isra there, is
not. It's not, it's, yeah, it's nothing, nothing's changing, it's just there wasn't a matir. So then you could say, but over here, or in the case of Tumah, but over here, it's a question of the eno mino versus the, it's either the, there's no hachra which one you should do first. It's either that the mino is mahapech, the isra into heter, or that the iser is mahapech the eno mino into kulo iser. Both things are poel, and there's no hachra which one you should look at first. So without a hachra, you have to be machmir. Maybe that's the taina of the marshal and the shach. And the Yad Yehuda says that that's taka what it's talayan. And then he goes on to say that this way everyone works out very well with Shitasan. The Rashba is the Matir here. Let's start actually with the Marshal. He says the Marshal is the Oser here because the Marshal holds that it's Mahapich, that the Nosan Tam is Mahapich, Heter into Isser. And he quotes the Marshal that pretty much says that Behedya. It's a very interesting, then he. The Marshal is interesting, though. The Marshal says that, on the one hand, he says that Nosin Tam turns the whole thing into Isser, and it's all Isser Daraisa. On the other hand, he says it's not Mechayiv. He says not Mechayiv Malchus. But where do we see that he holds this Mahapich? Because he says, he, in the case of Chitim, that's Muruv with Orez, right? Isas, Chitim, and Orez together. See, the Gemara says, "Gavio se matza midin tam keker," right? Did not say tam. He doesn't say tam keker. Did not say tam. So the Marshal says that you can be like the Rush understands that you can be eating a kezias from the tarovis. And the Marshal says, but don't think like the Rush says that that's a raya that a kezias mechayev malchus because like malchus is different. It's yeah. What's his lashon? I don't think I have his lashon written down here. But he says Malchus is like I forgot. But he says Malchus is like an exceptional thing. But really, the whole thing's Isser Daraisa. It's just not Mechayiv Malchus. But But Daraisa, the whole thing is Nepach, and even Lukula means you can be Yotze Matzah with a Gazayas of the Tarovis. This halacha of being Yotze Matzah with Isa that's made from Oriz Nuchitim is Behedya Machlokes brought. in Siman Taf Nun Gimel. And there, the Rashba, it's brought in the Beis Yosef, the Rashba goes like the Ravid, that one's only Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah if there's a Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, and he eats the whole thing. He has to eat the whole thing. So the Yad Yehuda says, based on this halacha by Orez and Chitim, that you see that the Marshal holds its Mahapech, the Rashba holds its Mahapech, and the Isser of Nosen Tam is just a non-bittel. But the Orez remains Orez in the case of Matzah, and the Heter remains Heter in our case. So he says now everyone fits in L'shitasam. The Rashba holds its Doma to the case of Avodah Zarah because you have an active Taroves versus an inactive Taroves. You have the Min B'mino that's going to be Mevatel, and Min B'she'eno Mino where nothing's going to change. So you go by the Min B'mino, Memela, the Eno, it's not Osher, the Eno Mino. The Marshal who asks on the Rashba is going L'shitaso, that Nosin Tam is different, because Nosin Tam is Mahapech, the entire Heter into Isser. There's a Chalos on the Heter, so there's no, in the way at least I understand it, there's no hachra between the two Tarovesin to say that you should look at this one first and the other one's Memeil and Mutter. They're just at odds with each other and there's no hachra.
In the Rajbo, so you don't have
hachra, huh? The hachra is that you have a Mevatel and a non-Mevatel where everything is passive.
I think it's there's a Mevatel.
The Min B'mino is a Mevatel, and the Min B'eno Mino is just everything stays the same. The Isser remains Isser, the Heter remains Heter. Yeah, so this way fits in neatly that the Shach, not in this piece Grada, but in the earlier piece where he argues on the Ramah about Basar Shmazlin or Basar Taimazlinan, so the Shach says outright that the Isser is Nepach. The Heter is Nepach to Isser. The Heter is Nepach to Isser by Tom Kefir. And we don't have a Shach and Or Chaim, so I guess he's not Soser himself there. I don't know if he talks about Chitim and Orez. So that's how the Yad Yehuda sets it up. Everyone makes sense L'shitasam. The one thing that he's very bothered by is why the Shach is Matmi on the Rashba. He says, I understand, you can say that it's Napach like the Marshal, and Memela there's no Hachra. But Memela, there's no Salek, there's no Halach of Salek. But he says the Rashba L'shita, so it's a perfect Dimyon, and it makes sense that there is Salek, so why do you have a problem with the Rashba? So in terms of understanding the Shach, and why Taka, he doesn't have a... Why Taka, he has a problem with the Rashba. I would venture to say that the Yad Yehuda's Tliya is not 100% Pashut. Right? His Raya that the Rashba holds that the Heter is not Nepach L'Isser is, again, from this Halacha of Orez mixed with Chitin, that it can't be Yotze with Kezayis. Of the mixture, it's not mahapech the holding into matzah. You need a kezayis of chitim itself bechdei achilas pras. Right, that's his raya. The shaila is. What you do?
I think it's outside also.
Yeah, it has to be outside. It's the light's going off with the heat. I don't think it's like the heat is turning off the light.
It's not from the tear.
It's not just this building.
No, I see outside in the building across
the street. Street lights
are going out. That light, the street across the street also.
I see.
Well, you turn it on. If it's a power shortage, I guess we could do our part by leaving the heat off. I don't know where. I think where there's room to wonder about this Taliyah is in a case the Yad Yehuda mentions himself, but he's not bothered by, is the case of Shri Asanavim V'mayim. Right, so there's a case of Tom Kicker, and it's a Mechayev of Malchus. Where in the Rashba's own wording, there's nothing from the Isser itself at all. It's just the Tom, without the Mamashis at all. And it's Mechayev Malchus. How is it Mechayev Malchus? Because because there's time. How do you have a shear from Malchus? Because there's time in the Tarovis ki ilu a kazayas of the Mamashis was mixed in. So there's something which I've been struggling to get clear, and I'm having a lot of trouble getting clear. If the Ad Yehuda makes a point of saying that this is only by Mishras, it's not by other Yisurim, even in the Rashba. I'm not sure how he knows that. I tried to look through it. I didn't see a clear indication, but maybe I'm missing something. I'd be happy if someone else could figure it out. But I'll call upon him over there, at least, if it's Mechayev Malchus. So is something being chal on the heter, or is something not being chal on the heter? Is the heter being nepach l'isser or not? If the heter is not being nepach l'isser, so then you don't have any substance of isser here, right? There's no mamashis here. Where do you get your kezias from? Elamai, I would have thought maybe there is. Maybe you have to say it is nepach.
How can it just be the tam?
It's just nepach proportionate to the tam. So I ran this by Baruch this afternoon. This nusach that it's nepach proportionate to the tam. It's like the whole thing is isser. But the whole thing is Isser in proportion to the Tom Isser. It's 100, all of the Heter is 10% Isser. So if you eat, let's say it's 30% Isser. Let's say there's Tom there, Kilu, a third of it is Isser. So if a person eats 3 Kazasim, he's Chayiv, because it's like Kilu ingested a Kazayis of Isser. Lahalacha, that's what he's saying. The Shaila is the Havana Shabo. There is no, the Tom has no substance. So is this just Tom a sheer of how much Tom you need to be Usser, or is it that the Heter is Nepach L'Isser in some proportionate way? So Baruch didn't like this Nosach. He wanted Tainetz. It doesn't make sense to say Heter is Nepach L'Isser proportionately. It's either Isser or it's Heter. You can't say it's proportionately Isser, which I hear. So he wanted to say it's the Tom is the Isser, but you need the substance to give it expression. You talk about an Isser Achila. So if you have an Isser Achila, then it has to be that you're Ochel something.
Well, you're Bash, then the
Yeah.
Talks about just licking something.
Right.
Because even though the Torah asks you, even the Tom Kicker, you need an Achila.
You need an Achila, yeah. So you need an achila of the tam. So in order for there to be an achila of the tam taka has no guf. So it's an achila of the tam if you eat it with substance. And then the shear of the tam that's usher is so then it's taka not. So you could look at it two ways. You could say that in some way the Heter itself is Napach L'Isser, but only Ki'ilu, this amount of Isser was Mu'urav in it. That's hard. Another Nusach you can say is that the Tam is the Isser. The Isser is the Tam per se. The Torah was Oser Tam. It was Oser something qualitative that's not quantitative. It's not Shaykh in Achilan something which is only qualitative and not quantitative. So the way that as Baruch phrased that it's given expression, the way it's Asher B'Poel is that you eat it with a food. But it's the Tom really that's the Isser. There is no Gufa Isser here. The truth is that either way, I think either Nusach that you say, if you at all take this idea seriously that it's not the substance that's Asher, it's either that it's not the substance. There is no substance of Isser in that case. So either the Isser was Oser the Heter in some way, or the Tom per se is the Isser. either of those nuschos, you could take issue with the tzli of the Ad Yehuda. Now, it could be what he's doing is he's saying this whole thing is unique to Nazir, and really by, I don't know. I mean, if you have no mamashas, he's still agreeing by other Yisurim and Tzatzer Min HaTorah. It's just not Chayiv Malkus. How do you have an Isser Min HaTorah on something that has no substance unless you say one of these two things? You have to say either the Heter was Napach in some way, or you need to say that the Isser is the Tom, and that can only be practically relevant if it was Nosin Tom in a food that you can eat, because you can't eat Tom without food, right? You have to say one of those two things, as far as I understand, if you're naming on the idea that we view this situation as if there is no Mamashas of Isser, which I think is what the Rashba says, no?
He takes a big issue with them.
Who?
Yeah. I didn't go through this LPC as Maskana, but he just points out that the Lefanenu, who negate a chush reassigned under Rome, the Mam Nechnas and Tochanav and Motzin Mehem Lechukas.
But is he saying the Rashba doesn't say that?
I mean, he's referring to him.
Yeah.
He also takes issue with the Ramban, who says that.
But what do you mean? He's arguing what they say?
I didn't get to the end of the piece. I think he might try to alter it and say that this Matthias they call nothing, Caleb. He's also bothered that one of the Ramban's writers is that the Novel Lefanenu Kmo Shehim, and he says that's the classic idea, that Mayim Zichnas Tachas.
Mm hmm. But okay, so maybe he learns that when they say that it's Tom alone without Mamashas, it's like Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean that there's Mamash no Tom. It means that there's very minimal Tom. Very minimal substance. Very minimal substance is what I mean. All right, but then let's say we would take the words of the Rashba Kibshutam, which is obviously an advantage, and we would say that he really means that there's only Tom and we're not Mesiachis. There's no substance that halachically we're Mesiachis to. So then you're left with one of two options. Either there is that the Heter in some ways Nasar, even in the Rashba, or that, fine, the Heter is not Nasar, it's the Tom that's Nasar. The only way of eating it is because it's attached to a food, but really the food per se remains Heter. And you have a unique situation, the Torah was not Oser, something that has no... It has no kamus, it's echus.
Spirits,
right. Either way you say, so let's take the first tzad. Obviously, if we say that the Rashba is moda, that there's such a concept that it's ne'epach, so then the Ad Yehuda's tliya falls away. Right? Because either, again, you can't say Salek when there are chalos in both ways. If it's a question of the mino being mevatel, the Isser, or the eno being, mino being Nasar by the Isser, so you don't apply Salek in such a case. There's no hachra which one to allow to be chal. So then the tliya pasha falls away. If you take on the second side, that the Isser is the Tom itself. It's an Echustik Isser. So then, Lechori, you could approach the whole thing from a completely different angle. And this might be what the Pri Chodesh means. He quotes the Pri Chodesh at the end, and the Pri Chodesh has like a different Mahalach. That over there in the case of Avodah Zarah, so what do you have? You have Eno Mino being Mevatel, you have Mayim being Mevatel Yayin, and Mevatel Beshishim. And when you're Mevatel B'shishim, it makes it K'misheino. Memela, it's not Oser Mino B'mashahu, because once it was Batel to the Eno Mino, it's like it's not around anymore. The entire Tarovis of Eno Mino, of Mayim and Yayin, became like Kulo Mayim. The Yayin's not around anymore. The Pri Chodesh says something like the following. He says that in that case over there, so fine, the Eno Mino is Mavato the Mino, and that's Matir also Gabe the Mino of Heter. In other words, I think what you could say is that Mino Klape, it's not that there's any difference between what's Darush Lagabe Mino and what's Darush Lagabe Eno Mino. Whatever Bittel is going to help for Eno Mino is going to help for Mino also. The difference between the two is that the Enomino has the koach to be mevatel, the water has the koach to be mevatel the metzias of the mayim, of the yayin. The mayim has the koach to be mevatel the metzias of the yayin. Yayin does not have the koach to be mevatel the metzias of yayin. Right? Let's go with this far of the Ron. Right? If it's mevamino, it's not mevatel, it's mechazek. You're trying to make it disappear, you're not making it disappear, you're just making it stronger. Right? If you mix yayin in mayim, so the mayim like erases the yayin. If you mix yayin with yayin, so you just have more yayin, but it didn't erase anything. So the mayim has the koach to erase the yayin of iser, and the yayin of heter doesn't have the koach to erase the yayin of iser. But once it's erased by the mayim, so that erasure is effective also lagabe the yayin of heter. If it's not here, it's not here. Mashen came over here. You have a bittul barov. He first of all points out by bittul barov. It could be that it's not kamisha eno lagamre like min beino mino b'shishin. This is an idea some achronim say that Rabbi Chodesh is working with, that bittul b'shishim is not just a rov plus. It's a different sug of bittul. It makes the whole thing kamisha eno. Over here you have bittul barov. So the Torah migzeres akatzav was matri the tarovas sachre rav mahatos, but like the iser is still kayim. The Pri Chodesh like says too much, so it's hard to know exactly where the Nakuda is, or you need a tzir for both. But Bekitzer, you could say over here, I'm not sure if this is what the Pri Chodesh means, but you could say over here that it's not that the Mino has the koach to be Mevato, the Isser, and the Eno Mino doesn't have the koach to be Mevato, the Isser. It's that what the Mino does to the Isser is meaningless kape the Eno Mino. It's just not relevant to what it's not addressing what needs to be addressed lagabe the Eno Mino. I'm sorry that I'm not talking clearly, but I'm kind of working it out as I speak. It's
like they have different mechanics.
But what I really want to get to is like this. There may be more than one way you can say it. Right now, the way that makes sense to me is like this. Supposing you say Taka that Tom Kikker, that Nosin Tom is Usher because the Torah was Osir the Tom. The Torah was Osir the Tom, and the Tom is just given expression, as Baruch puts it, by being Urav in a food. But the Torah was Osir the Tom. You need a Hechatim Sid to eat it, so it has to be in a food. But it's the Tom that's Usher. That's an Echustik Isser. So you could say that if that's the case, then you could say that the whole idea that there's bittul barov is a din in kamus. If you have rov heter and a miyud of iser, you're talking about things that have a guf and they have a kamus. So if you have a tarov, it's of guf iser and guf heter. So the rov is matra, the guf iser. If you have tam iser, so the Torah was Osir the Tam. That's an echustic thing. I don't know that Rov is Bechlal relevant to such a thing. It's not a kamistic iser to begin with. It's an echustic thing. You can't taste this flavor. As long as you're tasting this flavor, you're tasting this flavor. Who cares if at the same time you're tasting Rov of another flavor? It could be that Bechlal, the Indian of Rov, is not relevant here. And the only potential matir is Bittul Tam. So the min b'mino was mevatel the gufa iser. It wasn't mevatel the tam iser. It didn't need to be mevatel the tam iser because the iser of tam is specific by nosein tam. But once you have nosein tam, now you need a mevatel of the tam. Nothing you did was mevatel the tam yet. So it's not that you can't say Salek, you can say Salek, but it's not going to help you. You can say Salek, we'll view the Eid Omino like it's not here, we'll deal with the Min Bimino first, and the Min Bimino is Mevatel Berov. But when the Min Bimino is Mevatel Berov, all it does is that Mitzad the Isser on the Gufa Isser, it's Matya the Gufa Isser. There's no Isser of Tom yet, and there's no Matya of Tom. Now it's also no Sin Tom in Eid Omino. So now you need you once you're talking about the Isser Tam doesn't fall bichlal into the parsha of Bittel Berov. The Isser of Tam is an echustic Isser, and the only Bittel that's relevant to it is an echustic Bittel, that you can't taste it anymore. You need to be mevatel in the sense that it's not. You make it such a small proportion that its tam is not nirgash b'mesuyim anymore. That's a bittel tam. It's an echustic bittel. The whole rove is not relevant here. So by min b'mino, what I'm trying to say is that when the Torah was oser tam, it was oser specifically nosen tam. The Isser starts with nosen tam. So there, it's not that it's batel b'rov. It's that the Isser doesn't. There is no Isser tam to begin with. The Isser starts with the fact that it's morgush and something else. But once it is morgush and something else, then rov is not a mevatel. So you say maybe there's a bittel of tam, the rov of the same tam. All right, maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Kitzer. So this second time I don't have clear at all. I'm just pointing out the basic setup in Yad Yehuda is that it should be taloi whether you can say salek or not, should be taloi whether the Isser is nefach or not, whether the Heter is nefach l'Isser or not nefach l'Isser. Then the Marshal and Rashba would work out l'shitasam. He's bothered that the Shach asks other Rashba. Maybe we can justify the kash of the Shach and question the Tzliya of the Yad Yehuda just based on that case of Shriyas and Avim Hamayim, because over there it seems difficult to say that Nosin Tam is just an ikav of the bittel. If it's just an ikav in the bittel, then you don't ever have any substance to be Mechayiv Malkus. So that forces you, Lechori, either to say there's some chalos on the heter, or there's some new, very hard to be Magdir Isser on the Tam itself. Once you say one of those things, then it becomes far less pasha that you can apply Salek over here, even if I haven't so clearly expressed why you can't, but it becomes a new question, at least. Just to summarize, L'chora, this leaves us, I said at the beginning that L'chora, there are two studim of how Nosin Tam is Oser. And for a while, I thought those were the only two studim. Nosin Tam is Oser either because it's Ma'akev the Bittel, or it's Oser because it's ma'akev the bittel of the gufa iser, or that it's mahapech the heter into iser. L'chora, there's a third tzad, which is that nosin tam is oser because the Torah was oser nosin tam. It's oser the tam, the tasting the tam, which is relevant in the case of nosin tam, where it's morgash. It's a third tzad. Okay, let's leave it at that.